Community is competing in a provincial-wide adoption challenge to find more loving homes for animals during the month of May. The Great BC SPCA Adoption Challenge is a reminder to animal lovers to make the BC SPCA their first adoption option. So open your heart and your home and give a homeless animal a second chance during the BC SPCA Adoption Challenge. Visit spca.bc.ca for more information.
Good Monday evening, Vancouver. This is Radio Free Gak about to start up its little engine here and drive off into the next 90 minutes of the future. You'll have to excuse me for a bit since I just came back from Sasquatch not just like an hour or two ago, so I'm a little bit dazed from all the heat and the sun that the eastern Washington deserts and scrub bramble provide there. But I had a good time. I'll try to recap a little bit of it today, but if not, next week may have a little bit more in depth. But right now, stay tuned. Radio Free Gak starts now.
Into the world below, where beauty and mystery can always be found. It dives fearless and free, chasing the strangest foe, but against all adversity, sails homeward bound.
We had the ITC Orchestra, and that was the theme to the 1964-1965 series Stingray, one of the other little marionette, super marionette vision type shows produced by Jerry and his then wife Sylvia Anderson, similar to Thunderbirds, a whole bunch of other sort of marionette ones. But if you saw Team America World Police, this was the entire series that they're ripping off there. So, good evening. This is Radio Free Gak, your cinematic soundtrack show here until 9 p.m. This is UBC's radio station, CITR, based out of Vancouver, 101.9 FM, as well as on the cable dial there. You can also find us online at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and my sunburnt little skin is going to be guiding you through the next little while here. So you can call me here at the station at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. At this point, I haven't actually checked email for about like 4 days right now. So if you have written, I probably haven't caught up on everything yet. I'm still catching up on regular mail as well, too. So the main profile tonight will be a little bit of Mike Patton, based on the little bits of work I've found from him. There's a lot. He's covered a lot of scope. He's done certain projects with Prince Paul, the Dillinger Escape Plan, and things like that. But we're going to focus right now on a recent soundtrack he did for a movie that basically just disappeared from theaters. That would be the Crash sequel, or that was Crank, High Voltage, starring Jason Statham, and a lot of soundtrack work there by Mike Patton. But we'll start off with a little bit of CanCon here, since I am a bit short this month, and hopefully you enjoyed that BBC broadcast you heard earlier there. I was going to cut into the little bit of the Romanian twins there as I was setting up, but there's a gripping story about something that has been neglected all this time. What we'll do right now is we'll start off with A couple of Canadian acts here, and we'll start off with these local heroes. And these are Apollo Ghosts, and off of their most recent album, Hastings Sunrise, which came out in January. I remember catching the record release party at Hoko's during one snow blizzard there, and that was quite a riot there. So this would be the fifth track on the album, although good news is we have the vinyl, so it's on side A. So this is Ghost, Get Out of My Apartment on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So long, tired of you pushing over tables, tired of you pushing over fruit. I just want you gone. Get out of here. Scram! There's no room for the two of us. We'll be right back.
their Kensington Heights album from last year. That was Guelph, Ontario's The Constantines with Our Age. The boys were in town just a few weeks ago, since they were opening up for the Weaker Thans for a couple nights at the Commodore. And by the sounds of it, it was a raging success all around. And before that, from their album Hastings Sunrise, that was Apollo Ghost with Ghost Get Out of My Apartment. We'll do right now is we'll cut into a couple more just rocking tracks here. Then we'll sort of cut into a little bit of a profile that I have quickly improvised based on music that is in the station from the Sasquatch lineup, and we'll wing it that way. So from Vancouver again, this is the Pack AD off their Funeral mixtape album, and this is Wolves on Werewolves on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Scratching at your
Atlas off their 2007 album Mirrored, and they're the experimental band formed from ex-members of Helmet, Don Caballero, Lynx, and I think Tomahawk as well too, and one of the lead singer whose vocals are very, very mistreated there, that's Tendai Braxton, son of avant-garde jazz musician Anthony Braxton. So he plays guitar, keyboards at the same time, then he sends in a microphone hooked up to a sampler, and at that point he starts sort of live remixing himself there. So you're listening to Radio Free Gak. I'm back from Sasquatch. Let's cover some of the bands that I ran into while I was there. So unfortunately I didn't catch any of Monday's bands, which is convenient enough because that's actually considered, that contained most of the acts I wanted to check out right now. If, for some reason, you are just outside Quincy, Washington, in the wonderful Columbia Gorge District, where it is brambly, full of scrub, ryegrass, sagebrush, and whatnot, you're probably either checking out Erykah Badu right now on the main stage. That would be the Sasquatch Dave itself. Girl Talk's probably kicking it on the Wookiee stage, and I think Beach House probably just finished whatever they're doing at the Yeti stage. Dance Tent, I believe Amanda Blank is there. And who knows what actually happened in the comedy festival at that point afterwards. So, showing up Saturday, we showed up a little late there, but I managed to catch a little bit of the Gaslight Anthem before hiding out in the comedy tent. Unfortunately, most of the comedy that I have on CD is unlistenable. Same for the iPod there, but what we'll do right now is... walking into the Sasquatch area, there's these two acts that are playing. What we'll do right now is we'll start off with another Canadian pseudo-act here. And he was just storming out there with a cape, a feather dress, and basically just looks like just your like Yugoslavian-era Speedos. It was very flattering for his figure there. So from the album What Is, here is King Kong and the Shines with a tribute to a great French singer. And that is where I have written something down. And that would be La Fille de Jacques Le Tronc. And this is Radio Free Gak, CITR Vancouver.
Salut, Sophie. was our fifth song, and I hope you enjoyed it. Now, this will be our best song that you have ever heard, The Dirt Bikes Going on Stage. Thank you. Hi, I'm not.
Just heard there was the B-side to Passion Pit's single Sleepyhead, and that was Better Things, which came out last year on a 7-inch. And Passion Pit are an electronic band from Cambridge, Massachusetts, just a little north of Boston, just I believe north over the Charles River. I believe Becky Sandler, host of This Side of Monday, can accurately describe the Boston geographical layout better than I, because anytime I've been in Boston, I've got hopelessly lost. So Passion Pit are probably the big hot thing that are coming up in the next little while. They have an album called Manners due out shortly. I haven't seen it yet. It's been released in the UK. It actually was released last week, as I just sort of found out right now, reading through the ever-informative and occasionally accurate Wikipedia. And, Sebastian Pitt were on the Wookiee stage just right before King Kong the Shrines, which we actually heard beforehand with Le Fils de Jacques Lutronc. And, it's just a little bit past 8 o'clock here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. In the background here, we have Dvochka, and this is Basso Profondo, and they were on the main stage there for a bit. We'll queue up a little bit Animal Collective coming up shortly, since that was one of the main acts I wanted to check out on Saturday. And one thing to sort of get used to is when you sort of listen to it, you expect it to be definitely a jam band of sorts, but just imagine three guys on sort of mixer boards and other samplers occasionally playing the live instrument. But the two guys that are there, they sing wonderfully. I can't identify them by face or by appearance at this point, but they did well. And for those of you looking for the big, main, interesting point of the Saturday activities, during the December set, which I basically walked out because unfortunately I can't stand Colin McElroy's voice, although from what I heard in the distance, actually there was a rotating cast of other singers there, which went to sort of mixed raves, but what actually had happened up in the Western High area there. So basically the Gorge Amphitheater, if you haven't seen before, is laid out sloping down towards a cliff. The stage is at the cliff, so everyone's sort of facing a naturalish landscape looking out towards the gorge. And on the left side, which actually is towards the gorge, there's some fencing and whatnot there. So during the December sets, one couple got quite amorous, depending on the level of intoxication they were on. So at some point during the December set, no one actually was looking on stage because there were two people engaging in a very intimate act in public. Security actually eventually did find out who they were and absconded them quickly. But it was a nice little ample distraction. Although why to the Decemberists, not sure. Maybe they were very literate folks that had their senses appealed to in some way. So off of Animal Collective's most recent album, Merryweather Post Pavilion, we'll listen to In the Flowers. This is CITR, Vancouver, Radio Free GAC. I'm dancing. will there be anything else? There's still 40 seconds on the track. Let's just give it a little bit of time here. Maybe I'll talk over something, maybe not. But that was Bunny Bear. And you can find that off of his most recent album, the one that I am totally aware of at this point, and that is For Emma, Forever Go. And that was the last track, Restacks. And guess what? Here's the ambient noise that we're missing out on. It's like they're packing up. And they've done what, and they made a phone call. That is fascinating. So, that was the final track, re, as in reply to, that you'd see in an email subject line, Stacks. And, yeah, that's off the Yeah You Are label. And Bon Iver closed out the Wookiee stage on Saturday at the Sasquatch Festival just outside Quincy, Washington, at the Gorge Amphitheater, where it was cooking 30-something Celsius degrees. And he was a little bit late on getting on stage. I'm not sure what had happened before. I don't know if it was Shearwater or Sun Kil Moon. But when I had moved over from Animal Collective to go see Mos Def was a half hour late setting up. And at that point, I was a little reluctant to actually get in to see what was going on. But once Mos Def came on board, he brought it, and it sounded fantastic. But then I'd run over to a band we'll hear shortly after this PSA. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Come on, get a life. Spend 6 or 9 months getting involved in communities across Canada.
If you are between 17 and 21, not sure about your next step for college or university, want to meet people from all over Canada, and want to put something impressive on your resume, then listen to Those That Got a Life.
Check out gokatimavik.com. That's go, K-A-T-I-M-A-V-I-K.com. Come on, get a life.
Dance till you're dead.
from the album The Rum Line. Rum sounding like the first five letters of the word rumba. That was Ra Ra Riot, and the song was Ghost Under Rocks. And they were one of the acts that actually they sort of highlighted the smallest stage that was available at Sasquatch, and that was the Yeti stage. And they're six piece. And if you didn't get a chance to see them when they were at Sasquatch, they will be opening for the New Pornographers. And this site is clear to read. Death Cab for Cutie, when they play the Pacific Coliseum on July 16th here in wonderful Vancouver, British Columbia, where the weather hopefully will be as nice, maybe not as hot, and the sun doesn't completely turn you into a cooked lobster. Before that, we heard Yeah, 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 is one of the best acts that we heard on the Saturday night main stage there at Sasquatch, and that song was Heads Will Roll off the egg-crushing album It's Blitz. And after seeing, last time I saw Yeah, 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 it was about 6 years ago, and Karen O, the lead singer, is still quite the wonder ball of energy. But at this point, she's not as completely insane as she was in the past. Before, I remember seeing she'd be swinging the microphone around with her arm. And, of course, the microphone would come flying in her mouth and chip her teeth. But at this point, I think she's somewhat mellow. And the good news is that if you can't get enough of the It's Blitz album, I'm not sure if any EPs or singles are due out soon, but she is working on part of the score to Spike Jonze's take of the classic look kids book Where the Wild Things Are. So let's dip out of the Sasquatch vibe for a bit. Let's listen to two recent cuts, and then we'll dive into a little bit of Mike Patton here. So this act is on the Arts and Crafts label. Instant research has shown nothing useful about who is actually a member of it. So if you're keen, the act is called Years, as in the period of time that we measure things as seasons. From their self-titled album Years, here's the opening track. This is Kids Toy Love Affair. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Through stays when he looks at you in amazing ways. Your eyes, sleep's about to fall, breaking sweet goodbyes through a late night wall. Nothing left to hear, nothing left to say. Wipe away all fear, it's gonna be okay.
This year's album, Smoke the Monster Out. That was Damien Lazarus, one of the heads of the Crooked Rebels, Cranky Rebels, Crosstown Rebels. Crosstown Rebels, it's their UK DJ outfit. And that song was After Rave Delight. I first heard that on the Triple J feed out of Australia. Fantastic alternative radio station, much in the same vein as CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver is. My name's Gak, and I'm actually going to be filling in for a radio show later this week. This would be that show.
Yeah, all we need is some funky dev tune.
Feeling funky.
1, 2, party people in the place to be.
Funky dope. Funky dope.
1, 2, party people in the place
Rainbow
to be.
Rainbow Groove, yeah, here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Getting you in the mood for the weekend. I'm your host, DJ B-Fad, and I'll present a kaleidoscope of funky grooves for your mind, body, and soul. Tune in to hear everything from underground disco, roller boogie, space funk, rare groove, jazzy house, dub reggae, and anything and everything from Chaka Khan to The Clash. That's Rainbow Groove every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Crazy fresh, crazy fresh.
Yeah, all we need is some funky dev tune.
Inside of you.
The 1999 album California, that was Mr. Bungle with The Air Conditioned Nightmare, something hopefully none of you get to experience this summer. And I'm sure already some people in the gorge, anywhere hot in the desert, They probably are having issues with that. Nothing like a good cold shower or run through the sprinkler won't cure. Lead singer of Mr. Bungle, the acclaimed band that lasted basically a decade but only had three albums. Their name is Mike Patton, who is our quick soundtrack profile for this week in Radio Free GAC. Crank originally was a film that came out back in, I think it was 2007, and it featured Jason Statham, actually, sorry, 2006. Jason Statham as a man who had to basically go on an adrenaline surge for the entire scope of that film, and he died. But, of course, they sort of treated this entire thing as a cartoon, so the sequel came out called High Voltage. He's kind of come back to life with a makeshift heart. And the excuse is that basically he can try to figure out who did this to him or like who killed him, and but he has to keep charging his heart all the time. So it's like a complete cartoon. Dwight Yoakam stars as a crafty doctor. There's Bailing, and Ron Jeremy even shows up as well. Corey Haim, too. Crazy. But yeah, Mike Patton provided the bulk of the score from the soundtrack. This film, you know, it's just didn't really do that well at this point. I'm not even sure it's in the theaters anymore, but the soundtrack's already been well regarded as Mike Patton does a wide variety of sounds here. So we're basically going to listen to several cues here of various lengths, and I'll try to come up with a list of this later on the website, but because otherwise I'm just going to be like spouting off names randomly. But we're going to start off with a trio of Verona, and then the Triad Limo, and then Tourette's Breakdance, all from Mike Patton's score to Crank High Voltage. We've been listening to excerpts from the soundtrack to Crank High Voltage, performed by Faith No More singer, Mr. Bungle Coordinator, and all-around general soundtrack provider Mike Patton. So we started off with Verona, then Triad Lima, then we heard a little bit of Pounding of Tourette's Breakdance, we heard the Little Bear Robot speaking there for Sweet Cream Redux, heard a little bit of Surgery, Spring Loaded, background here we hear Pixel Vision, and we'll actually close the show then with Organ Donor. And that's it for this shambolically assembled Radio Free GAC here. Next week, I will have a bit more of an organized show. We'll take a look at some more acts that performed at Sasquatch, although not as extensive as it was today. And then we'll have a profile on Italian Mr. Jingle, Franco Godi. If you missed any of this week's show, go to CITR.ca, check out Radio Free GAC under Monday, and you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. As well, you can go to my website, GAK.ca, and you can do the same. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is Gavin Marker with The Jazz Show. Then after some of our fine overnight programming, Arthur and Andrea will wake you up at 6 a.m. on Tuesday with Pacific Picking. And we'll close off, as promised, with some more of the soundtrack to Mike Patton's soundtrack to Crank High Voltage. And as I mentioned earlier before briefly, if you want to catch me again doing a different genre, Friday, 9 p.m., I'm filling in for DJ B-Fad as DJ B-Fad becomes DJ B-Dad, maybe. So, yeah. Friday, 9 p.m., I'll be filling in Rainbow Groove for an hour and a half of some dance music. So enjoy yourself, take care, enjoy the wonderful summer weather, and we'll see you in some days.
You are listening to CITR.